This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has pleaded not guilty to charges related to a security breach of the county's voting machines last year. Peters faces 10 counts total, including 7 felonies. She was in court this afternoon for her arraignment. Peters is accused of helping an unauthorized person copy voting machine hard drives. Information from the machines and photos of their passwords were later leaked online. A trial date is set for March. Alongside bus drivers and teachers, Colorado school districts have another shortage to contend with, officials to referee high school sports games. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The number of officials across all sports, field hockey, softball, and football, is shrinking. That's according to CHASA, the organization that oversees high school athletics. Older veteran officials are retiring, and new people aren't coming into the ranks. CHASA says bad behavior from coaches and fans is also a factor, but the organization stresses that schools can positively influence coach and fan behavior. Some districts are already making schedule changes to match referee availability. Districts are encouraged to schedule more than one game on a day so a single crew can officiate. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado State University is receiving $5 million to improve its women's athletics programs. The money comes from the Bohemian Foundation, a family-owned philanthropy group based in Fort Collins. CSU says it will use the money to upgrade the women's soccer and football facilities. In Fort Collins, it's 97 degrees. In Boulder, it is 95 degrees in Fair. And in Grand Junction, it's 99 degrees. This is CPR News.